Hello, I'm Joe Donnelly, and this is my podcast for Today FM. It's called Tins and Tunes, because I talk about some of the best albums of this century. And I recommend some tins of beer to accompany these albums. France hosted and won the World Cup in 1998. Do you remember that? Of course you do. It was insane. The French team were under a lot of pressure because they were kind of seen as underachievers up until that point. Ronaldo, the other Brazilian Ronaldo, he mysteriously fell ill just before the final. It was Brazil versus France. Brazil were a decent team in 1998, but France weren't too shabby either, and this was Zinedine Zidane's World Cup. Another insane thing happened in 1998. Norman Cook, whom we previously knew from the House Martins and Beats International, released one of the most complete albums of any decade. It's true, I'm not overstating it. You've Come a Long Way, Baby was the name of the record. It was the second album, and he developed a lot of ideas that he discovered and explored in his debut album, Better Living Through Chemistry. But this album, You've Come a Long Way, Baby, it felt new, it felt exciting, it was innovative, it was ridiculous. It was a huge sound that just assaulted you. It leapt out of the speakers. This was a DJ and a producer who somehow kind of stumbled upon an idea of making music that combined obscure samples of old records and big, huge beats. It had been done before, of course, the likes of DJ Shadow and many, many hip-hop artists, but this was different. It was an album that really captured the feeling of right here, right now. Do you see what I did? Because that's the name of the song.
Right here, right now.
Absolutely class. Right here, right now, Fatboy Slim from the album You've Come a Long Way, Baby. And it's one hell of an album opener, isn't it? That was one of those songs that was really perfect for, you know, TV sports promos. I remember back Sky Sports would have used it to promo the Premier League or something like that. It's absolutely tailor-made for that. Rockefeller Skank was a big hit. And I think if any song on the album encapsulated what Norman Cook was about, then it's this song. It's an absolute monster. And I love how he kind of put it together. The song is made from a sample of a song called Sliced Tomatoes by the Just Brothers, which was an early 70s dance floor hit. So have a listen to the original. So there you go. Instantly you can hear it, the sample used by Fatboy Slim for Rockefeller Skank, the Just Brothers and Sliced Tomatoes. Then the vocal, okay, right about now, the Funk Soul Brother, that's a sample of a rapper called Lord Finesse. And he had a track out years ago called Vinyl Dog Vibe with the band, with an outfit called Vinyl Dogs. And Lord Finesse was the rapper. And this, have a listen, this is the original.
Check it out right about now. It's no other than the Funk Soul Brother, the Lord Finesse. And you're welcome to the world of the Vinyl Dogs right about now. So if you're digging, peep how we do it like this.
So there you go, that's Lord Finesse on the song Vinyl Dog Vibe. Very obscure. Then the other piece of the jigsaw for Rockefeller Skank was a song from a John Barry soundtrack. John Barry, of course, James Bond soundtrack composer for many different Bond films and, controversially, the theme tune for James Bond, although Monty Norman says he originally composed it. Anyway, the film in question was Beat Girl, which was an obscure 60s teen rebellion movie. And here's the theme tune, which Fatboy Slim used in Rockefeller Skank. Okay, so there you go. He put it all together and he came up with an absolute smash.
Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now.
Slim and Rockefeller Skank from the album You've Come a Long Way, Baby, which is the album on this podcast episode of Tins and Tunes with me, Joe Donnelly. It's a Today FM podcast. And thank you for listening. I remember where and when I first heard Rockefeller Skank. I was living in Stony Batter in Dublin, which is where all the hipsters live now. And I lived there years ago, 1998, obviously, when the song came out. So I was really much cooler than everybody else. And a friend of mine arrived at the gaff one day and he said, "Have you heard this yet? It's Fatboy Slim, Rockefeller Skank." And I was like, "No, put it on. What's it like?" I was, you know, obviously listened to, around then I was listening to Air. Do you remember Air were huge? I was listening to Air and Beach Boys, Wild Honey, actually. I had that CD on repeat as well. So I wasn't quite ready for it, but it absolutely blew my head off. It absolutely did when I heard it. I was like, this is ridiculous. I wasn't even sure if I liked it. It was that crazy. I love Fatboy Slim's method of assembling ideas for his songs. And what he used to do was he'd catalogue a load of samples, handwritten, in a little notebook. And he said, "If I'm DJing, I want to make a record that if I played it, it would make them go nuts." So he was totally into the connection between the music that he made himself and the audience that listened. Praise You is certainly a song that makes people go nuts. I think the video for this greatly helped its success. Such a brilliant video. Do you remember it was a group dancing outside a movie theater in California, in Hollywood? The Torrance Community Dance Group. It was a fictional dance group, although I thought they were actually real. But anyway, so there was a dance group there. They all looked a bit 80s and a bit naff and a bit odd. And Spike Jones, who directed the video, he's there leading the group and he plays it on a ghetto blaster. And then the security guard comes out and he turns out. It was just, it won a load of awards back when videos won awards and when videos kind of mattered a lot more than they do now, I think. It won a load of MTV awards. Spike Jones is such a brilliant video director. He's done the likes of Cannonball by the Breeders. He did Weezer's Buddy Holly. He also did Weapon of Choice. Do you remember with Christopher Walken for Fatboy Slim? He's also pretty good at filmmaking. Being John Malkovich and Adaptation are just two of Spike Jonze's films. All very good films. So anyway, the video for Praise You, I think, just transcended. I won't say the song, but certainly the album. You know, Praise You, Fatboy Slim, you just immediately think of the video. Such a great song, though. Praise You from the album You've Come a Long Way, Baby. There are a lot of samples used in Praise You. The one that provides the piano sample is this very rare, random track called Balance and Rehearsal. And Balance and Rehearsal was done on an album of just kind of session recordings by an electronics company. And I can't tell you when. I don't know. Ages and ages ago. But have a listen to the original piano track from which Fatboy Slim took the sample.
And the lyric is, "Might keep your fantasy."
There you go. Yeah, totally random and obscure, but that's Norman Cook and his crate digging. It definitely worked for Praise You, that sample. It's absolutely brilliant. Another track that became a big hit from the album was Gangster Tripping. And one of the samples used in that is a song called You Did It by Anne Robinson, a 1969 sort of obscure soul track. Have a listen.
You did it.
You did it.
Uh-huh. There you go, that's the original You Did It by Anne Robinson, which Fatboy Slim took, pitched it up a bit, and made Gangster Tripping. What Fatboy Slim, Gangster Tripping from the album You've Come a Long Way, Baby. I'm Joe Donnelly. You are listening to Tins and Tunes. It's my podcast for Today FM. Tunes and then a recommendation of some tins to consume with the tunes. That song, Gangster Tripping, reminds me of Slasher's Nightclub in Longford, which is in rural Ireland. Slasher's GA Nightclub. Well, I don't really think I should go into the story in great detail, but let's just say it does. You know the way a song will bring you back to a certain place? That song brings me back there, somewhat reluctantly. I only lived there for a short period of time. Will we take another little blast from the album You've Come a Long Way, Baby? I really like this one. It's a bit... Well, it's a floor-filling banger. That's right, I said floor-filling banger, and it's Love Island. And I think, you see, Norman Cook is a great DJ, as well as making the record, You've Come a Long Way, Baby. He really is a good DJ. And he would have played at Ibiza, and he would have played at Manumission, which was this iconic nightclub in Ibiza that was just, it epitomised everything about the island, the dance music scene, the drug taking, the love, all of that kind of stuff. And Love Island is just an absolute, for me anyway, a Manumission classic. It really, really is. And Norman Cook would have been a guest DJ at Manumission over the years. I didn't partake too much in the club nightlife myself, but I really, really liked the music, which I don't know if that makes me weird or not, but that's the truth. I just didn't really feel hugely comfortable in the clubs as such, but I loved some of the songs. I loved a lot of the music. Tracks like Positive Education by Slam, albums like Leftism and by Leftfield, and this particular track, which is Love Island. That is Love Island from You've Come a Long Way, Baby by Fatboy Slim. You've been listening to Tins and Tunes with me, Joe Donnelly. It's my podcast for Today FM. I pick brilliant albums and I talk about the albums. And then I say, here, while you're having the album, while you're listening to it, have this little can of beer. And what craft beers am I recommending that you have a little sup of? Or maybe just finish the whole thing. Don't bother supping. Actually drink the whole beer, because that's the whole point, that go along with this particular album. Well, I'm going to go for an Irish beer and an American beer. I always like to recommend an Irish craft beer. Rye River Brewing is the name of the company, but they also go by the name of McGargles, or that's what they brand their stuff, McGargles. You might have seen it. They're quite omnipresent. They're everywhere, really. They have great market penetration. McGargles Big Bangin' IPA. That's one of two drinks that I'm recommending to go along with this Fatboy Slim album. It's a West Coast style IPA. It's very citrusy. The hops are very citrusy. It's tropical, really, but don't let that put you off if you're not into tropical fruits. It's not too sweet. Like, it's not sickly or saccharine or whatever way you want to put it. It's actually delicious. It's quite strong as well, so do be warned. It's got an ABV of 7.1, but it feels a bit more, to be honest with you. Like this album, it's big and it's banging, so I'm recommending that one. Also, I'm going to recommend Brooklyn Lager. Brooklyn Brewers, or Brooklyn Brewing Company, are them and Sierra Nevada are the two American brews that I enjoy most. And Brooklyn's lager really is delicious. It's a cut above any lager I've ever tried. It's quite malty, packs a punch. It's very lively on the senses, just like this album. And it's 5.2%. It's just decent. It's good. It goes with this album because it's a proper decent lager. It's none of the usual muck that you might get on draft somewhere. So pick up a 6-pack of Brooklyn Lager and enjoy them while you're listening to Fatboy Slim. That's pretty much it for me. Don't forget to listen to the other Tins and Tunes podcasts, todayfm.com. My email address is joe.donnelly@todayfm.com.